Well, Anthony Williams, when the shelter had 240 men, said he was going to close it and open up another shelter that held 120 men. He didn't talk about a housing program. So he didn't create a housing program. He was going to create a shelter half the size that held, you know, only half the men. And then he had actually lined up a developer who was going to refurbish the building, a guy named Herb Miller. And he couldn't find anywhere for the guys to go. Where he was going to move them to was the Gale School. The Gale School used to be a shelter. It was a school, obviously, a historic school. DC has a few of them. And it had served as a shelter for several years, from like 2000 to 2004, I think it was, before I even got to DC. And then it got shut down in 2004. If you go past the Gale School, which is on Mass Avenue between 1st and North Capitol, Northwest, the building, it's been gutted, and it's got these big stilts that are holding up the outer walls, you know, so it doesn't cave in on itself. And they put a new roof on maybe 2-3 years ago now, but that's all they've done. And so that building was going to be refurbished, and the guys from Franklin, half of them, were going to get moved into there. But even now, so it's been like 6 years since that promise was made, and the building still isn't refurbished. And so that's one reason why they couldn't do it. And so he had nowhere to move the homeless men. And so he actually had to back out of the deal with Herb Miller, the developer, and paid Herb Miller $500,000 for design work, you know, even though no work was done on the building.